Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So I'm hearing a lot of this now. So people are calling it Uber chicken. Like, I don't want to cancel, and the Uber driver wants to cancel because I don't know who's cancelling and why, and how has it become a game of chicken?
Well, okay, so I've had to... I don't know if you've ever had an Uber driver cancel on you,
yeah,
Darren.
It's infuriating.
So I have a few times. Once because I was standing at a Gautrain station up in Joburg, and they were apparently, only found out later, they were too afraid of the metered taxi drivers
who
were
parked
in a long line outside the station. I was a bit naive back in those days. But there have been other times when I've requested and then had it cancelled, and I presumed afterwards it's because it was a very short ride and, you know, something more profitable came up. I don't know. But anyway, this happened to our colleague, Veer, on Sunday evening last month, a few weeks ago. He arrived at King Shaka and tried to hail an Uber. And after 20 minutes of Uber drivers accepting and cancelling his ride to Umhlothi, which apparently, you know, it's a very short ride. And somebody, actually a taxi driver, said to him, oh, no, he'll struggle because that's too short a ride. They'll accept rather more profitable ones. So anyway, lo and behold, Vier says, an Uber driver finally accepted his request. But the app showed him that the driver was 18 minutes away from the airport. And, you know, you can imagine it's, you know, Sunday night. You've already spent 20 minutes trying to get somewhere.
Mm.
And the patience was over for 18 minutes to now wait for this, you know, 6-kilometer taxi ride, Uber ride. So he phoned a neighbor and the phone a friend thing worked. And he was getting home that way. So he requested that the ride be cancelled. And the driver refused. And then the app showed him that there's a 55 rand penalty if ride.
Hang on, so to be clear, for clarity here, the Uber driver can cancel for whatever random reason, but if me as a customer, I cancel, I get a 55 rand charge just because I cancelled you?
Something like that.
Huh.
I'm going to get to Uber's response in a bit. I know, 55 rand, especially after what he'd been through, trying to get someone to come and take him home. So anyway, Vier says it's understandable. It's in their terms and conditions because obviously some people, you know, or hail a ride and, you know, when it's almost there, then, oh, no, I've changed my mind, or, oh, it was finger trouble or whatever. And that's costs the driver time, money, right? Petrol. So there's got to be a system that's fair. But anyway, after quite a acrimonious exchange with this Uber driver, Vier then did go ahead and cancel the ride, and he had to pay the penalty. But when he took it up with Uber later, they, you know, he reported it, and they said they would refund him. When I spoke to him yesterday, that still hadn't happened. But on, and this is what we're talking about, it on a Reddit forum that he went on to, there are many others talking about this. And he says, I understand that drivers need to be protected from riders who cancel for reasons that might cause unnecessary expenditure for the driver.
Mm.
I was clearly baited into it in this case. So he felt that the driver had kind of manipulated the situation.
Yeah.
And because obviously the penalty or part of it will then go to the driver.
Yeah.
And he says the Uber system makes it almost impossible to lodge a formal complaint.
Yeah.
And the Uber driver then doesn't respond to phone calls or messages. So it just felt a bit stacked against the rider. So I got hold of Uber and they say their community guidelines are developed to help make this experience safe and respectful for everyone through the app, but you may be charged a cancellation fee if you cancel after you're matched with your driver. But they have updated the cancellation fee policy. They didn't spell it out, but I went and looked for it. So we know that plans change and that a trip may be requested by accident, says Uber, which is why the fee will only apply if a ride is cancelled 3 minutes after it's requested. So you've got 3 minutes to cancel without a penalty.
Okay.
This has been recently updated. So it's a magical 3 minutes.
Okay.
And they say, because of this, we encourage you to request a ride only when you're ready to go, to avoid a cancellation fee. Well, that doesn't really cover Vier's experience. But yeah, I mean, so he was actually charged the maximum penalty because the minimum is 15 and the maximum is 55 on UberX. So it's interesting that there's a range, but in his case, whoop, the full amount.
Well, I'm glad that the knowledge is power, and it's only 3 minutes. If I can get my within 3 minutes, and I save my 55 rand, I'll take it. So now, here's another story, Wendy Nola. Comair went into business rescue last May. What's the update on those unflown British Airways and Kulula tickets?
Yeah. Interesting word that, hey, this is the Comair's word, unflown tickets. So, the people that opted to, I mean, refunds were just totally off the table completely. You either became a creditor in the business rescue process, in which case you stood to get a couple of cents in the rand, or you could effectively bank the amount you spent on the ticket with them to be used at a later date. That later date, a deadline is coming up very fast. So it was essentially the end of November. And it's very interesting because I'm hearing from people who want to use that spend for December, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's when most of us have leave.
Yeah.
Of course, that's peak. And the airline really wants to sell a lot of new tickets for the peak. They don't want people using their old spend. But technically, the Consumer Protection Act says any prepaid, anything that's prepaid, you have 3 years to redeem it, to spend it.
Yeah.
On top of which, the airline, Comair and British Airways, recently opted, because when the country went back into adjusted level 3 and there was restricted travel into, no leisure travel into Gauteng, they opted to stop flying. They only started, Kulula only started again yesterday. They were not flying for 2 months. So as someone, Caroline Fieldgate, got hold of me and she said, well, they should then effectively, there were 2 months if we couldn't use those tickets, they should extend it from the end of November to the end of Jan. And I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense, but of course, there's no way that they want to do that. So the answer I got from Kulula, from Comair to that was people have already had quite a long time to redeem these flights, and this 2 months essentially doesn't count. Mm. So unfortunate, it's leaving a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Sure, yeah.
But they say, Comair says, that it's all in the business rescue plan, which becomes a legal document, that these tickets have to be redeemed by the end of November, and that is it. So if you're sitting on one of these tickets, and not that doesn't mean book it for a later date by the end of November, it means you actually have to fly by the end of November.
So
and of course, fares have changed and everything else as well. So this one woman was furious. It's Caroline, as I mentioned, because she's been fighting with him about this. At first they said, yes, you can fly, and then they said no. So some people working, they don't know about the November 30 cut off. And she's saying now she's missed out on their sale. They had a sale just before they relaunched yesterday.
Yeah.
Now she's missed out on those cheaper flights. So it's a little bit of a mess. And a warning, if you're sitting with those tickets, they will not extend them. If you want to get any value at all out of the ticket that you bought for the lockdown period that couldn't happen, you best get booking and flying before the end of November.
Before the end of November. That is not the best news ever, but it's better to know than to be caught out on the other side. There we go. Thank you, Wendy Nola. These two consumer watches will be available on the podcast on the website ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.